The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You're all ready for this, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's the Champions of the People Injury Show. You know we're injury attorneys, and we do the show every week for you. It's a one-hour-long show. We get into the details, the nitty-gritty details of injury claims so that we can help you, give you information you need, educate you. You become informed, then you can fight the insurance company. You know what you're doing. You're not just guessing. And that's just one of the reasons that we do these, all of our shows. We do a variety of injury shows. This is one of them. And we're so glad that you're listening. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we call ourselves Champions of the People. 4 years. You know, we formed our law firm in 1984. With a vision and mission of helping injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. And it morphed into all of our shows, and we realized over the years that people did not have information, they weren't educated, they were guessing, and in essence, they were being taken advantage of and beaten by the insurance companies who do know what they're doing, and they are trained, very well trained. So, just listen to us, follow the path, follow the guiding light, and you're going to end up at the end of the rainbow in good shape. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, if you want to contact us on our website, championsofthepeople.com, you can find the green tele-law button. It's right there, easy to find. You click on that, and it opens up all of the platforms and the ways that you can contact Bell and Pollock. And you can deal with us and hire us and get all our paperwork and a game plan and a free initial consultation, all from the comfort of your home. You never have to go anywhere. You can call us and ask us questions. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. And I'll tell you what, people ask us questions when they're not even in an accident. They call us and ask us about insurance policies. And you know, we've written a book. We've got six books. We've written six books. But one of our books on our website, championsofthepeople.com, is a book on the definitive guideline of Colorado car insurance with examples, with picture examples, with easy to understand narrative, all for you. Okay, today we're talking about your injury claim and insurance. Your injury claim and insurance. So what's the big deal about insurance? You know, Brad, we hear about this all the time. We see it on TV ads from attorneys. We see it on other ads. And they say, you know, the insurance company this, the insurance company that, the insurance company this. And so let's explain to everybody how this insurance fits into the basic concept. Let's say, let's start off and say that you have a two-car accident. You're sitting at a red light stop, minding your own business, doing nothing wrong. And here comes a texting idiot behind you, runs into the back of you. Now, how does insurance fit into this picture, Brad? And what difference does it make? Why?
Well, you know, let's get it straight, first of all. You know, you see commercials all the time of people talking about how much money they got or how great they do and how many billions they've gotten in their since their office has been open or their firm has gotten and how many millions they get for different people or different people get on and say, I've got millions or I got hundreds of thousands. And the first thing is you have no idea if that's good or bad. You know, they say I got a judgment, and some say I got recovery, and some say I got money. Some say I got the money, I got all the money in the policy, and sometimes they say I got money, or I got, you know, he got me all he could, or he got me some money to live on, or whatever. You have no idea whether that's a good or a bad accomplishment by the lawyer. Because you don't know the terms. You don't know any of the information.
And the other thing that you pointed out a lot of times, Brad, let's talk about it in a minute. Sometimes you can have a case, a very serious injury case, and they come into our office all the time, and the damages, maybe the medical bills are $500,000. That doesn't even count your other damages, injuries, and losses, but there's only $100,000 of insurance.
Well, that's the next thing I'm talking about. First of all, you don't know whether they did good or bad. Somebody got there and they're getting either paid or they're doing as a favor, a commercial for somebody. And when they're talking, saying, my lawyer got me this or whatever, it means nothing. So then we go to the next step. When they are saying, hey, he got me $1 million, or he got me $2 million, or he got me this amount or that amount, the first thing you have to look at is say, where'd the money come from? Now, all of you listening, I want you to think about yourselves. I want to think about your friends. I want you to think about your neighbors. I want you to think about everybody you know in your life. And I want you to think about, and I want you to ask yourself, do you know any of them that could pay $500,000 if they hurt somebody in a car crash? How many of them do you think could do that? Now, that's they got.
You mean just out of their pocket?
Just out of their pocket. Have the cash, or I guess could have stuff they could sell that would have a profit enough that they could pay that out of their pockets if they hurt somebody. And the answer for most of you, for 90% of you, will be no, you don't. And for 90% of you, you're going to say, I couldn't either. So you're saying, I can't, my friends can't, nobody I know can, I don't think there's anybody I know that can, my children, who the parents or the people I go to school can't. Where's the money coming from when we hear about all that? And we know if there's money being paid, if it's not just a judgment that's not worth anything then except to walk around and show people you got a judgment, but has no money backing it. If there's money that's actually been paid, it's been paid because there's been an insurance policy.
Bingo.
Now, how many of you have insurance policies where if you hurt somebody, it would pay them $500,000 or $1 million or $250,000? How many of you have that much coverage? And when you start thinking about it, then start thinking about all the people you know again. How many of them do you think carry that kind of coverage? And again, you're going to find it's not very many. It's a very, very few, comparatively speaking, of cars on the road that carry that kind of money.
Right. So you can call us anytime. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, from what we're talking about today, we're talking about your injury claim and insurance. So insurance is critical, because if 98% of the people don't know anybody that has $500,000 that they can pay somebody when they hurt them, then insurance is the key. So you got to find insurance. There's not always enough insurance to cover you, right, for your injuries, damages, and losses from the idiot that texted you and was texting and rear-ended you, from the drunken idiot that T-boned you and ran a red light. There's always not enough insurance there. And so, remember, go back to our myth. Our myth we covered in the first book we ever wrote for you. It was called Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim. That's a long title. But think about it. Don't get hurt in the same accident twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. So, Brad, if there's not, you know, we've preached for years, you got to get UIM. But since we're laying the foundation for this injury claim and insurance, we're always looking for insurance. We're looking for coverages. But we first look for the insurance policy from the at-fault driver, right? And then we go somewhere else.
Well, I that's where you need to start. You need to start there. Gary, we've talked about this forever. The first insurance you should ever get is for yourself. So in advance of a crash, in advance of somebody getting hurt, you want to get coverage for yourself in two areas. One is to protect your assets in the event of a crash, which means you get liability coverage to cover the other person. And another one is protect your assets in the event of a crash for yourself, to make sure that if you get hurt in a crash and there's not enough insurance from the other side to reimburse you and to pay you and to make you whole, that you have uninsured motorist coverage or underinsured motorist coverage to protect you. And I think, last time, this has been a number of years ago, but the last time we looked, I think they were saying it's like 26% of the people either have no insurance or the minimum insurance in the state of Colorado, which is $25,000. $25,000 coverage, $50,000 per crash.
So about a quarter of the drivers don't have any insurance.
Or have the minimum. And the minimum is not going to go very far in this day and age when we talk about what it costs to pay for medical bills and what it costs for losing income. When we even start talking about people, remember, we have $12 an hour as a minimum wage. So starting to start thinking about how fast you go through $25,000 of minimum coverage that might be available, when you got to remember that going to the doctor is going to cost you thousands. So it's going to be very expensive. So the bottom line is that where you first get insurance is before the crash ever starts, by getting insurance coverage. And I still have I still have many, many people, the majority of people, come into my office and they don't even know if they have MedPay. They don't even know if they have UIM. And I can't believe how many of them don't have MedPay. And you know, we've talked about what those are, and that's not what this show is about today. We may be getting into some of it, but it's not what this show is about. But, you know, come on, get yourself covered, get yourself protected. Ask your insurance. We've got insurance companies nowadays that say they'll tailor the policy to you. You can pick and choose what you want, and we can talk about that. But when you start picking and choosing and tailoring, pay attention to what you're giving up and for how much you're giving it up.
Exactly. So let me ask you a question before we got the break coming up. All right. How can you, sitting here right here today, how can you, before you get in your car in 10 minutes or an hour, how can you rewrite in your favor the at-fault person's insurance policy when you haven't even had an accident yet? How can you rewrite the at-fault person's policy to favor you? And after the break, we're going to cover that. You're listening to Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. 303-795-5900. We'll be right back.
Mandy Connell here with the Legal Minute from my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen for more great advice on the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, Saturdays at 10 on KOA.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is your Legal Minute. Let's approach this way. Suppose I told you I was in a rear-end accident yesterday. I hurt my neck. My neck hurts. I went to the emergency room. They diagnosed sprain, strain. And so the insurance company seizes upon those words. You only had a sprain or a strain. But upon further checking and further treatment with my doctor, they did an MRI of my neck. And now it's discovered I have a herniated disc or a slip disc or a compression fracture. It needs further treatment. It's going to be expensive. It's going to cost money. So the initial diagnosis was not prevailing, did not control. You need to be able to prove that to the insurance company. This is a war. You can win the war. Bell and Pollock can help you. ChampionsOfThePeople.com will help you.
Get more information or help from Bell and Pollock at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we are here for you, and this is an injury show. We do a variety of injury shows all through the Denver metro area and throughout the state of Colorado, and we have for years. And we do it for one reason, or actually more than one reason, but one important reason is to educate you. At Bell and Pollock, we have a slogan. We have a motto. We educate and advocate. We educate and advocate. That's why we give you all this information. That's why you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and get all of our books for free. You can download an e-copy for free anytime you like. If you want to talk to us, you can call us. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, click on the green tele-law button. We invented that concept, created that concept, trademark protected that concept, and it opens up all the platforms that you can use to talk to and interface with and communicate with licensed attorneys at Bell and Pollock. We can video conference with you. We can email with you. We can talk to you on the phone. We can fax with you. And we got a variety of platforms that we can video conference with you. It's easy. You can still have your full team of professionals on your side, on your case, to help you win your case against the insurance company. Today, we're talking about your injury claim and insurance. So insurance is really important. and we were explaining to you right before the break, or we were asking you. So, Brad, the question was, and the question is right now, how can you, sitting here today, you haven't even had an accident. I hope you never do. But let's say you have an accident in a month. What can you do today to rewrite the at-fault person who's going to hit you in a month, rear-end you in a month, you don't even know them, you haven't met them, you haven't had the accident. How in the world can you rewrite their policy right now?
Well, you know, that's what we've talked about so many times, and we talk about it again today, and we talk about a way that you can find out that you have enough coverage. And the way you do that is you need to make sure that when you're doing this pick and choose today, now we can tailor your policy to you. We can make it available to you on how you want it. You only pay for what you get, and we will give you, in essence, a buffet of choices, and you can pick your choices out. And all of you stop and think, how many times has your agent explained to you what UIM coverage is? I mean, I have people coming in calling it all sorts of stuff, but they don't know what it is. And how many times has your agent explained to you what MedPay is? Now, we've explained it to you on this radio show 100 times, and we continue to explain it to you. But you want to rewrite the policy of the person who hits you? Well, the way you're going to do it is you're going to have enough coverage yourself that when you go to the hospital, or when you're realizing you can't work, and when you're realizing you need a surgery, and you're saying, is there enough insurance coverage to cover this? You're not going to be worried about the at-fault party. You're going to, of course, get your money from them, and you're going to make sure they pay initial instance as much as is available. But what you're going to be doing is you're going to be saying, I've got enough in my MedPay or UIM to pay for this. And I know I can afford to get my coverage, or to get my surgery and to get my medical care. And I'm not going to have to worry about not being able to pay for these, for the injuries that have occurred.
Okay, I'm going to put you in our driver's seat for just a second. You're going to pretend like you're in the law offices of Bell and Pollock. You're going to pretend and assume in your mind you're an attorney. And then a client comes in and they say, I was rear-ended. And man, I was really hurt. I might have to have neck surgery. My doctor's recommended surgery. And guess what, Gary? Guess what, Brad? When, you know, at the scene, this lady handed me her insurance card. She's the one that rear-ended me. She handed me her insurance card, and then I called up the insurance company for her, and they said that policy had lapsed. There's no insurance. And I have $150,000 in medical bills, which are only part of your damages, injuries, and losses. And we hear the story all the time. There's no insurance. And if one quarter of the drivers in Colorado have no insurance, what do you think is going to happen? And so you can rewrite their policy, even if they have no policy, by getting the highest UIM, underinsured motorist, or UM, uninsured motorist coverage, that you can afford. And it's not that expensive. And you can do it. Just read our books. All of our books are on our website, championsofthepeople.com. They're free. You can download an e-copy free anytime. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're so glad you joined us. But, Brad, still, let's look at this picture from 30,000 feet now. Why do you need insurance? Because to cover what? To pay what? I mean, who cares anyway? What does it matter to you? Well, you got $150,000 in medical bills, and let's just explain a little bit about the damages, injuries, and losses that you say you're going to have when there may be no insurance from the at-fault party.
Well, you're going to think about it when somebody crashes into you. If they crash into you and cause you to be hurt, now the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to have to go to the doctor to address the injury. And the doctor's going to look at you, and if it's a good trauma doctor, the doctor, if you're there right away, the doctor's going to take some studies, and then maybe do an MRI, and is going to do some X-rays, or a CT scan, and the doctor's going to look and go, all right, you've got some pain. Or even if you have no pain, the doctor may say, well, you don't have any pain right now, but let's wait and see how you are in a week, or in 2 weeks, or in 3 weeks, or in 4 weeks. Let's see how you are down the road. As that disc that was herniated as a result of the crash starts really, really playing havoc with your spinal cord and with the nerves in your body. And, you know, so the doctor's going to say, well, let's wait and see how you're doing, and is going to take all these tests. Or the doctor's going to do these tests and is going to see an injury and say, wow, you've got something torn. You've got something displaced. You've been hurt. Now you've got to figure out how you're going to get the medical bills paid and who's going to pay those medical bills. And that's where your MedPay is going to jump in right away. And that you're going to say, well, the other side should pay this. And I'll tell you, I don't care what medical insurance company you have. I don't care if it's Blue Cross Blue Shield. I don't care if it's United Health. I don't care who it is. They're going to look and they're going to want that at-fault party to have to pay. They're going to say, look, the only reason we're having to pay these medical bills for your medical care is because somebody caused you harm. And when that person caused you harm, they're supposed to pay for what they caused. So you're going to start looking, saying, where do I have the money to pay for this? And then you're going to say, well, wait, I got to take off work. I got to go in and get this care. And for those of you who are 8-to-5ers, how many doctors do you know are working that you can go in and see on regular appointments after 5 or after 6? How many? How many do you think are going to see you before 8 so you can go see them for an hour and then get back to work and be to work by 8 o'clock? So you got to take time off work. You're going to lose work. You're going to lose your vacation pay. You're going to lose your sick leave. You're going to lose whatever you want to call it as far as how a company terms the time you have off. You're going to lose it. And you're going to not be able, you're not going to be spending it, or when you lose it, you're not going to be spending it on a vacation. You're going to be spending it on going to the doctor. You're going to be spending it on dealing with the pain. And then you realize, I'm living in pain all the time. And I'm living in pain, or the threat of pain, because it comes and goes. And I'm living that way because somebody else ran into me. Somebody else was irresponsible at the time of the crash. And at that point, you're going to be going, wow, I've got to have some kind of way to get reimbursed for all this. And then you're going to look at the person's insurance on the other side to see what's there.
And sometimes they say there is no insurance, or there's very minimum, or the state minimum of $25,000. So what we're trying to say to you is, why? Who cares about insurance? Why do we care if there's insurance? Because that's how you get paid for your damages, injuries, and losses. Now, those are legal words. So let's define them for you real quick. How are you going to get paid for your medical bills? That's part of your damages. How are you going to get paid for your physical impairments and your anatomical orthopedic injuries? That's part of your damages. Insurance. How are you going to get paid for your concussion or post-concussion syndrome or traumatic brain injury or closed head injury? Bingo. That's part of your damages. How are you going to get paid for your lost wages? Lost wages, past and future. I'm not going to be able to work. I need neck surgery. I'm going to be out of work 6 months. How are you going to get paid for that? That's what insurance is covering. That's why we're harping on these issues about insurance. So if you have good lawyers, they can go find and should find and will find all the insurance available. And you say, well, that's a no-brainer, Gary. Brad, that's a no-brainer. And here comes the myth in our book. And it's true, real life. Well, I was rear-ended. It wasn't my fault. There's insurance. Surely there's insurance. That's what the insurance is for. Surely they'll pay me. Did you hear that? Surely they'll pay me. Well, they don't. They fight it. Okay? And so what is the insurance for? It's for your, and what about your quality of life? It's for that. It's for the medical bills. It's for your lost wages. It's for your injuries. It's for your economic losses. Now it starts to add up. Now you can see the breakdown. Now you can see it very clearly. The clouds have cleared. The smoke has gone away. The curtains are pulled back. Here it is. Now you're looking for insurance. And don't think for a second, and we're going to cover this after the break, but don't you dare think for a second that just in a perfect world all the time, Brad knows this, he's smiling at me right now in the studio, he knows this, that don't think they're just going to automatically turn over all relevant insurance policies to you, because that's the right, fair thing to do. Don't you think that? You and your lawyers, but especially your lawyers, have to go find the insurance coverage for you. And the first place we look is your own UIM. And so we're going to cover more of this after the break. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. You can download an e-copy of our book anytime you want. If you want a hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Champions of the People, for you. We'll be right back.